surprising that the two Gospels are the first two Masses for Christmas Day are both from the evangelist St. Luke. Tradition tells us that Luke was the one with whom Mary shared most of her experiences. What he told us in the first and the present Gospel could only have been told him by Mary. In reflecting on the Gospel, the most obvious subject to both reflect on and draw some implications from is the shepherds. We ask ourselves, to whom did the angels first announce Christ's birth? Secondly, why? Why of all people, the shepherds? And our third question, and the most important, how do the shepherds react? How do they respond to the information they received? Who, why, and how? It is not remarkable, considering God's ways of dealing with his people, that the first manifestation of Christ's birth into the world would be made, not surprisingly, to shepherds. I like to say this because over the years it's meant so much to me. My mother was a shepherdess in Europe. I have never read a book on shepherds, but I think I know something about them. Shepherds are simple people. They are not Park Avenue residents where, what am I saying, I live. Lord, forgive me. Shepherds are poor people. They tend sheep in order to make a very simple and eke out a very austere living. It was a night. They were still out, as we are told by the evangelist, in the field. That's where they lived. Talk about God's preferences. He prefers. All the evidence we have from both Testaments and from now 19 centuries of the Church's history, God prefers. He shows his predilection for simple, unsophisticated, poor, hard-working people. Why did the angels choose to announce Christ's birth to such as the shepherds? The fundamental reason is that when God reveals himself, he wants to be believed. God does not waste his graces. God made sure that his revelation, made by the angels to the simple shepherds, would be accepted. Simple people, by and large, unlettered people, are believing people. By now everyone is asking himself, whatever happened for the Church of God to be shaken to her foundations? And she's being shaken. How come? Why the massive dissent? Why the widespread defection? You are specially dedicated to pray and sacrifice for priests. Why? At the close of the council were there 17,000 men in major seminaries studying for the priesthood in America. And why are there this year 4,000? A loss of over 75% of the candidates for the priesthood. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. Too many people in too many positions of influence and honor in the church have become so educated, so sadly will educated, that they have begun to question their faith. As one went, spent 31 years in academic preparation till I was finally released by the order to teach theology. Intelligence, education, is a terrible temptation to the worst evil in the world today, intellectual pride. We come back to our question. Why did God choose to first reveal the birth of his son in Bethlehem to uneducated, unlettered, simple, poor, unsophisticated shepherds? Because God, who knows the human heart, foresaw they would believe. And they did. There is nothing we'll say during this week that is more fundamental than this. In God's triune name, keep humble. Humble especially in mind. The shepherds are a rebuke to the sophisticated unbelievers over the centuries. We have one more question. How do the shepherds react? First of all, as we saw, by believing. Didn't have to read any books. The angels gave them no speech. And as far as Luke records, neither Mary nor Joseph gave some profound theological explanation. They found the child, as the angels told them, in a trough, and wrapped, remember, in rags. And the Latin Vulgate makes it clear. Panis involutum, a panus, P-A-N-N-U-S, is a dirty rag. But having seen and believed, we are told they went out and told everybody. That's why God gives us the faith to share it. The most precious gift we have, after our own physical life, is a supernatural life we possess, whose foundation is the faith. And this we are to share. The shepherds shared. They told, and Luke makes it clear, everyone in the neighborhood glorifying and praising God. If there is one missing dimension in otherwise good people, good Catholics, good bishops, priests, and religious, it is though too few of them have the burning zeal of a St. Paul, or the simple, uncultivated zeal of the shepherds, to glorify and praise God, tell everybody, as I did the Muslim woman on the plane last night. Came to visit her son in Albuquerque. I made sure I got her son's number. She's staying with him all week. I hereby presume permission from Mother David Marie to call Albuquerque during the week. Dear Jesus, you came into the world to save the world. But mysteriously, the salvation you came to bring is to be first obtained by your chosen followers. Unworthily, dear Jesus, unworthily, we are your chosen followers. And we are chosen not for ourselves alone. We are chosen in order that we, believing deeply, humbly, and sacrificingly, might share our faith in you and our love of you with everyone whom you place into our lives. Mary, Queen of Apostles, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.